Friday's January cattle and feed report was expected to be friendly to the cattle markets, but it actually turned out to be a little more bullish than anticipated. And it shows just how much the U.S. has been missing or has seen a decrease in cattle coming into the U.S. or actually going into being placed into the feedlots. Early numbers came out expecting the report to be friendly, as we mentioned, as on feed it was expected to come close to 100% of a year ago. It came in at 99% of a year ago, so 1% less than expected. Placements were expected to be at 101% of a year ago. They actually came in at 97%. That was down 4% from expectations, and it was the smallest placements number we've seen since 2015. Now, for marketings, they came in as expected at 101% of a year ago. So what it's telling us is that less cattle are going into the feedlots and we are continuing to market at a pretty steady rate so that feedlots are staying extremely current. We have seen the slaughter weights increase, which is increasing basically the tonnage that we are marketing, but we are still staying, as far as numbers are concerned, a little bit below the previous year. Now, what we did see in this is that heifers are starting to make up a little less of the number of cattle going into the feedlots, which might be a small hint of herd expansion starting to show up in the numbers. We'll see that verified more in the cattle inventory report on Friday afternoon. But overall, this report was bullish to the cattle markets. It helped cattle start higher on Monday, but technical selling came in to push the feeder cattle market back down again, as you know, we are sitting at all-time contract highs at with both live cattle and feeder cattle, and this market could turn any moment as the funds continue to be extremely long.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.